Happy Monday, everyone. My name is Jake Miranda.
I'm Claire Bolt.
And I'm Claire Strother.
It's Monday, April 26th, and you're listening to Headlines from the Hill, brought to you by the Olaf Messenger.
This week, we're going to be discussing the day of reflection following the verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial, the annual Ole Cup entrepreneurial competition, and a few upcoming events, including the President's Ball and the Senior Arts Show.
And, as always, we'll have a COVID numbers update, too.
On Tuesday, April 20th, the jurors in the trial of Derek Chauvin announced that they had reached their verdicts in regards to the second-degree manslaughter, third-degree murder, and second-degree murder charges brought against Chauvin.
The jury deliberated for about 10 hours over 2 days, which was much quicker than the weeks or months-long deliberation estimated. At about 4 o'clock p.m., the Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill read the decisions aloud, announcing that the jury had found Chauvin guilty on all three charges.
About 1 hour later, in an email sent to all St. Olaf students, faculty, and staff, President David Anderson recognized the magnitude of this verdict in holding acts of racially motivated police violence accountable, while also stressing the need for continued anti-racism work. He then announced that all classes would be canceled on the following day, Wednesday, April 21st, for a campus-wide day of healing.
Following President Anderson's email, Interim Vice President for Equity and Inclusion and Director for the Taylor Center for Equity and Inclusion, Maria Pabon Gauthier, also sent a campus-wide email detailing intentional spaces for healing and community that would be available on Wednesday. Intentional conversation space, radical healing kits, and an evening prayer and reflection service were all available to staff, faculty, and students.
It was a bit surprising that President Anderson gave the community this day of healing after the verdict. It seemed most professors were flexible and accommodating to students during the day off, which is good, and it certainly felt nice to take time to reflect and come together as a community. Further, the sudden pronouncement of the day off seems to evidence St. Olaf's growing flexibility in regards to the personal health of its students.
This past Saturday, April 24th, the Piper Center hosted the annual student entrepreneurial competition, the Ole Cup. Students competed before a panel of judges for the chance to win prizes of $3,000 for the third place winner, $5,000 for the second place, and $10,000 for the first place pitch. In addition, the winner would automatically qualify for the semifinal round of the Minnesota Cup student division, where the winner is awarded $30,000 and compete for the Minnesota Cup grand prize of $50,000. This year, the Northfield Enterprise Center also offered a Northfield Community Prize of $500 to the Ole Cup team of their choice.
The winner of this year's community prize was Jocelyn Aguar, who will receive $500, and the winner of the Best Social Venture prize was Sivuse Mabingo, who will receive $5,000. The third place winners overall were Sua Yang and Abdu Ghanem, second place Darlene Radishel, and first place to Aiden Schaff with his pitch Growall, a chic, customizable, environmentally automated hydroponic wall unit that allows fresh greens to grow year-round in any climate.
On Wednesday, April 28th, the St. Olaf Music Department will be hosting August Ventura, an author and filmmaker who has devoted his life to promoting and advancing the legacy of Giuseppe Verdi. His talk is entitled Exploring Giuseppe Verdi's Enduring Legacy, through spoken word, music, and film excerpts from In the Mouth of the Wolf. The event will be hosted virtually from 8 to 9:15 p.m. More information can be found on the St. Olaf website.
On Thursday, April 29th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m., the Institute for Freedom and Community will be virtually hosting New York Times bestselling author and professor of economics, Brian Kaplan, for a talk entitled Freedom, Populism, and Big Tech. It is the third in the series hosted by the Institute for Freedom and Community, titled America After Trump.
This coming Saturday, May 1st, St. Olaf will once again host one of the most anticipated events of the year, President's Ball. Pres Ball comes after a year-long hiatus due to COVID-19, and students recognize this evening event as one of the only nights of the year where formal attire can be dusted off and taken for a spin. This year, Pres Ball will look a little different, though. Masks will be required, and the festivities will be held on the quad. The evening will commence with live performances on the Bow Chapel Plaza from campus jazz bands, mix, and a cappella groups. Following their performances, there will be DJs and dancing. Throughout the night, students can enjoy one of several photo booths, as well as catered treats and drinks. In a semester where tradition has mostly been scrapped, it's exciting to see a familiar event back on campus. Can't wait to see you on the dance floor, Olies.
This Friday, April 30th, marks the opening of the Senior Art Show in the Center for Art and Dance's Flatten Art Gallery. The 2021 show is the culminating event in the curriculum of St. Olaf College Studio Art majors. In this exhibition, 28 artists working across multiple media will showcase projects with a wide range of artistic inquiry. The exhibition will run until May 29th and can be viewed from 10 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 to 8 p.m. on Thursday and 12 to 4 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday.
And now let's take a look at this week's COVID numbers. As of Sunday, April 25th, there were 15 students in isolation and 59 in quarantine, with a 0.76% positivity rate. 5.22% of isolation beds were in use, and the 14-day student infection rate is 0.96%. Rice County numbers continue to climb, with 57.17 positives per 10,000 residents. Currently, St. Olaf remains in a heightened yellow alert level. New to the dashboard is a campus vaccination rate, with 21% of the campus community fully vaccinated against COVID-19.
That's all for this week, folks.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Headlines from the Hill, now on Spotify.
Exciting. Have a great week, Ollies.